This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
You will receive that which God has ordained for you this morning. So this morning again, by the grace of God, we are so privileged to have one more time one of the founders of faith in the nation. Let's appreciate all the way from the city of Kaduna, Reverend. We can do better, please.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Good morning. Wow. Thank you for a warm welcome. Can you help me welcome Pastor Tina again? Just give her a big hand. Does she look like we've been married since 1988? As if we just married her yesterday. When there's light on you, you will be shining. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, thank God for man of God, Reverend Oropo. Let's appreciate him for the ministry of the word this morning. Hallelujah. Please, let's be seated. That clock is already ticking, even before I open Bible. Allow me to even open Bible now. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'll be speaking this morning on the greater light. Walking in the greater light. You're already in the light because you are born again, but you can walk in the greater light. One of the things I shared with you yesterday for foundations again, just to remind us, Jesus said, the Bible said, in him was life, and the life is the light of men. Then Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. In heaven, there's no need of sun, there's no need of moon, because Jesus is the light of that place. Revelation 21. Verse 22 and 23, let me read that to you again. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of a sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The truth, friends, is that wherever light stands for the Lord Jesus Christ, like we saw yesterday, light stands for the presence of God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 6:16, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. I also shared with you yesterday that the Holy of Holies, where the high priest went in once a year, it had no artificial light. It had no window. It didn't have the light of the sun or the light of the moon. That was the place that the Shekinah glory of God lit up. The high priest could only approach that place of the glory through the blood. And one of the keys to walking in the light is walking in greater light is living in the consciousness of the blood of Jesus. Can somebody say with me, walking in greater light is living in the consciousness of the blood of Jesus. If the high priest did not make the right sacrifice, he fell dead instantly. He had to go with blood. And I want to say to you, friends, the light you see, the sun you see, the light you see is a raging furnace. The power in the blood of Jesus, you cannot quantify it. You cannot even understand it with your little mind. Hallelujah. John G. Lake said, the Holy Spirit is destructive of evil as is creative of good. That means wherever the Spirit of God is, the light of God will be there. Hallelujah to Jesus. So for us to walk in the light, we must walk in the consciousness of the blood. Do you know, friends, that even God himself lives in the consciousness of the blood? The blood is always on that mercy seat. That blood has been shed for you eternally. So when God looks at you this morning, he's looking at you from the covering of the blood. He looks down at you. He's looking at you. You know, Balaam said, God has blessed them, it cannot be reversed. He said, I have not found iniquity in them. Not because they were perfect, but because there was an animal blood that was covering, there was life there, there was light there. And I want to say to you this morning that the life covering you is not an animal blood. The light covering you is not an animal light. It's the very power of God. It's the very Shekinah of God. It's the very glory of God that covers you. And as long as you are in covering of the blood, the light of God shineth in darkness, and the darkness will not comprehend it. I'm here to announce to a child of God today that as you walk in the consciousness of the blood of Jesus, you can go to a greater level of light in your life. You can go to a greater level of glory in your life, because the light is the glory of God, and you will walk in that glory. And in 2023, you will look back to 2022. You say, I'm in a higher place. I'm in a greater place of light. I'm in a greater place of glory. Do I have a witness in the house of the Lord today? So that is my foundation, that you approach this light by the blood. If you came any other way, you will be history. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah saw the Lord, he said the angels who don't sin, he said they use two wings to cover their faces. I mean, they use two wings to cover their, because the glory of God is so, I don't know if you have encountered glory before. I remember some years ago, we were worshiping with some friends. When that glory, that's why people fall under the power. Because there's a light that comes upon you. There's a cloud that comes in the place. You see the glory of God, you can't stand it from a human standpoint. That's why you need a glorified body to go to heaven. This body cannot stand that level of light, that level of glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. But because there's someone in you, there's blood that is calling your name today, I declare to you that you are a candidate for walking in the greater light in the name of Jesus. While I'm on this, go to Ezekiel chapter, alright. Ezekiel 14:4. Therefore, are you there? Praise God. You need to walk in the consciousness of the blood if you want to walk in greater light. Ezekiel 14:4. Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that set up of his idols in his heart, and put out the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. Alright, 1 John chapter 1 from verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By the way, this was written to the church. Amen? Not to sinners, to the church. One of the errors of modern teaching is the error that says that once you receive Jesus and your sins are forgiven, you don't need to confess again if you ever make a mistake in your life. That is an error. I said that is an error. Because if you live like that, your conscience will get hard. And you cannot continue to walk in the light where the blood has not cleansed you. Now, there's a difference between sin consciousness, where every time you get before God and say, oh, I'm not good enough. No, the blood has made you worthy. Amen? But if I am aware in my life that there's something not right, I need to make it right with God. Because you find some people just living crazy lives and they are wondering why God is not showing up in their life. Hallelujah. You cannot live, even things like disobedience. You know, here he said, in Ezekiel he says that if you go with idols in your heart, what is an idol in Ezekiel 14:4? That means I already have a predetermined position. I've made up my mind that this is how God must move in my life. You know, sometimes people's heart can deceive them. I know that goes over big. Like, how can my heart deceive? Let me show you from scripture. Look at James chapter 1 verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, his religion is vain. Praise God. Do you know that if you keep speaking, your heart, Jesus said, the heart is the soil. Abi? The sower soweth the word. The heart is the soil. The ground will not argue with you if you want to plant marijuana or cocoa. Anything you put will grow. So it is important what I'm speaking out of my mouth. Some people have been led, but they have actually been misled because they've been speaking the wrong words. They've been saying things, for example, if you keep saying things like, things will never go well. It runs in the family. I don't think I'm going to make it. You know what? You may get leading in that area, but not from the Spirit of God. You can poison your heart and get a wrong leading. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. I was sharing, maybe it was in Abeokuta when we were there. In 2006, we were in a conference in Ashburnham in the UK. It's like a leader's retreat. And my wife and I were speaking there. And the leader of the Pentecostal Holiness, Doug Beecham, I think he's still leading them now. It's a huge ministry. When we finished, he said, let's pray for you and your wife. So we went towards him and he began to prophesy. I will not lie to you. I was rejecting his prophecy. Because it was another thing that was in my heart. Have you rejected prophecy before? I rejected it. The man was prophesying. He said, I see a lot of women with, hijab. There are so many. They surrounded your wife. I said, I reject that in Jesus' name. It is you that they will surround, not my wife. He said, and they even look like they are coming from foreign lands. And the whole place is surrounded. In my mind, I said, this old man, when you finish prophesying, I will go back to Nigeria. I rejected his prophecy. You know what was happening? There was an idol in my heart. We were already on the front line. And at that time, I was not thinking of going more north. So I rejected the prophecy because of an idol in my heart. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. You know what happened? 2012, 6 years later, God began to open doors for us further north of us. I don't know, we've not counted this year, but we're in like 11 countries that way, places you don't even want to go, even if they give you a free ticket. And there are maybe now 60,000 plus believers who have come to faith in the front lines because that man of God there prophesied the destiny that I was supposed to have. Do you understand? But if you have something else in your heart, you will not walk in the light of your destiny. That's what I'm saying. So walk in the consciousness of the blood, uproot idols in your life if you want to walk in the destiny. Somebody say, uproot idols to walk in the greater light. And you know one thing somebody was asking me the other day? He said, but Pastor, how are you doing it? Honestly, that's the easiest thing we've done in our ministry. That is the easiest thing. If we want to plant a church, I just need to find the man. Everything falls in place. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Some of you are struggling because there's an idol in your heart and you've made up your mind where you are going and you are struggling right now. My prayer for you this morning, that you will say yes to the will of God for you. There's nothing wrong with cocoa, but if you plant it in Kano, there will be something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with granite, but if you plant it in Lagos, there will be something wrong with it. You need to find that soil. And to find it, you need to say, you see, most of us only know the prayer of petition. Father, I receive in Jesus' name. There's a prayer called the prayer of dedication. That is when the will of God is not spelled out. Where you can say, Father, have your way in my life. You need to know that prayer. If you don't know that prayer, you will struggle with the bigger things of life. Even about whom to marry. I don't want to go there. Should I go there? Are you sure I should go there? Some of you have made up your mind. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome. Well done. There may be no light in that guy. There may be no light. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome. She's beautiful. Abi? Wonderful, two daffle, three daffle, hundred daffle. If there's an idol in your, you know, I don't know, I don't. People say they fall in love. I will soon go to what I'm saying. It's part of the journey. You fall. You just fall. You know what you actually do? You decide who you choose to love. If you meet somebody that has met the criteria, you lower your guard and say, but the Bible says, teach the younger woman to love. You see what I say, Dracula, go. I reject it in Jesus' name. But you see another one say, wow, this must be the Lord's anointed. And he's not. Do you see what I'm saying? Even the prophet made a mistake. When there's an idol in your heart, you see the wrong thing. I'm telling you, planting churches in those places is the easiest thing we've done. We're walking in that light. I don't even know how the money comes, but except we don't want to. Once we decide, God supplies. And you can be struggling with something. Go for what God has anointed. Don't try to anoint something and do it. Is there an amen in the house? Yeah. All right. This is more of a, you know, glory to God. Recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit to activate and incubate the word of God to bring light and manifestation. Say with me, recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit to activate and incubate the word to bring light and manifestation. Genesis 1:1-3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. What were the properties? The Spirit of God was present. It was moving. That word move in the Hebrew is to brood. Or you are sitting on eggs when you want to hatch something. Spirit of God was brooding. The Spirit of God is always brooding, finding somebody who will speak the word so he can sit on it, incubate that word, and bring out the light or the manifestation that you need. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's a Bible principle. When the angel came to Mary in Luke 1:34-35, he said, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? He said, and the Holy Ghost shall do what? Shall come upon thee, and the power of the high shall do what? Overshadow thee, to envelope you. The Greek is to envelope you. Envelope you. Envelope. Brooding. Sit upon you. The Spirit of God is always looking for the Word of God. When Jesus came out of the Jordan, Jesus, the revealed Word, the Holy Ghost came upon him. Child of God, God is no respecter of persons. The Word of God will work for anybody, whosoever believeth. You see, when the Word of God is spoken, or when you speak it with your own mouth, the Holy Ghost is going to incubate, the Holy Ghost will activate that Word. The more the Word of God you have, the more the Spirit of God you will have. John 3:34. The Bible says that for sins whom God, the Amplified Classic, has sent, speak the words of God. God does not give him the Spirit sparingly or by measure, but boundless is the gift of God. Is the gift God makes of his Spirit. KJV states it differently, that he gives him the Spirit without measure. My friend, I want to say to you this today, that the Holy Ghost is always accompanying the word of God to bring light into your situation. One of the key for you as a person, if you wonder, okay, before I go personally for you, there are many times in my life that God will give me a word and will speak a word through me. If the Holy Ghost gave that word at that time and somebody will connect with that word, so there are times I've told the Lord, Father, can you let me tell them personally? I don't want to do this publicly. But when the Holy Ghost is firing a word your way, do you understand? When the Holy Ghost is firing a word your way, I was in one of our churches, I think in Ibadan Church some years ago. And as I came in, the pastor said to me, they wanted to talk, but I came late. So I started ministry. And the Holy Ghost drew me to one lady who was visiting from the UK. I didn't know, I never seen her in my life. And I saw a test tube, you know, like a test tube, just fell out and it broke. And the Lord said to me, I had him, he said, she's trying to have a baby artificially, but I'm going to give her a miracle child. I spoke it. Wouldn't you like to say that kind of thing more quiet when there's nobody? Eh? Eh? What if the thing doesn't happen? God has put me on the spot. So, and I've argued with God about that so many times. I was in one country, and the Lord told me, call that man and his wife to come forward. They came forward. I just came in, didn't know what was going on. And I had the Lord say to me, tell her to run for office. She's going to win. I didn't know the woman to be a politician. I knew her to be a TV interviewer, Christian TV interviewer. She had interviewed me a few times myself. I was like, God, this is... But you see, when the Holy Ghost is sitting on that word, the Lord will help us. Sometimes the pastor is preaching, he releases a word, and it hits home with you, don't waste your time. Receive it that time, because there's divine energy and light that goes with the word of God. I said there's divine energy and light that goes with the word of God. I said there's divine energy and light that goes with the word of God. That woman with the test tube thing, after the pastor said to me, is my sister-in-law. She's menopausal. She went into early menopause. They say she can never... Jesus! I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. I confess to you, Holy Spirit of the Lord, I have no power of my own. That singing is from my father. When he used to preach, he would sit on the first row like this in Baptist. After some time, he would do like this. We have to sing. So the thing is still following me. God have mercy. Anyway, the point is, when God speaks, the Spirit moves. And when you also speak the word of God in faith, the Spirit moves. The light comes. The woman got back. She wasn't feeling well. She wanted to take medicine. And someone told her, why don't you just... That man said, you will have a miracle child. Nobody was there, just her and God and the word that was spoken. She tested herself. The thing was positive. When the husband came back, she told the husband said, maybe the kitties has expired. So they went to a corner shop and bought another one. It was still positive. They went to the hospital. The consultant said, you are paranoid. You are menopausal. That menopausal woman, that baby, that paranoia is a baby boy today. Because the Spirit of God fuels the word of God. I was in one meeting, one of our churches. I went to dedicate a building. I did it. See, me, I can do nothing without the Holy Ghost. If you can do your ministry without the Holy Ghost, I salute you. You go struggle tired. Even when everyday life, I say, Holy Spirit, help me. I know Sabi Road. I know Sabi Road. Oh, I know Abi you Sabi Road. Is it the Holy? Even Jesus could do nothing until the Holy Ghost came upon him. There can be no light without the Spirit of God. God spoke. If the Spirit did not move, there would be no light. He spoke. But the Spirit was brooding. He was waiting on the word. I went to one church, just as I sat here. The Lord said to me, sometimes God, sometimes, when you are not even expecting miracle, that's when God says he wants to do miracle. He said, call every woman, every couple, he said, who is believing for the fruit of the womb, like last night. Last night was not in my plan. And some of you will receive, when a man comes and gives a direct word like that, and they don't pray for me. I didn't feel it. It was the Spirit of God. You better hold that thing. And like the sister that testified and said, I was prayed for. I had received my healing. My grain disappeared, tried to reappear. Because healing is a spiritual materiality. It goes into your spirit. It doesn't die. You can call it up anytime. I hope I'm helping somebody there. Seven women within 1 year delivered. I have their babies on a postcard. I thought that's a place to give him praise. I walked into a church in Calabar after I've been in Europe. I was so tired. I was not in the mood for anything spiritual. Like healing, no. You know, sometimes we feel like... Me, I've learned to totally depend on the Holy Ghost. As I got in there, the Holy Ghost said to me, I want to heal now. I said, Father, tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Because physically, I was not feeling anything. You know, they feel all the time. Maybe me, I'm a different one. I was not feeling spiritual. I was not feeling tired. I had eaten enough bread for a lifetime on that trip. I was looking forward to a malangbegri. Eh? And the man of God said, I should come and preach. When I got up there, I was at the back prophesying. When I got back up, I was still arguing in my head that, God, one of the secrets you need to learn is that without the Spirit, you can do nothing. If you learn that early in life, it will help you with your struggle. So immediately I stood like this, and I looked to that section. No, I don't think I can finish my material, but I'll try. I looked at that section. I just saw Jesus there. Jesus fire. Beautiful. Beautiful Savior. I froze like, Even the church knew that this man don't see something. I froze for like, my guy is here. And I got the message. He was just telling me, it's not by power. It's not by might. By my spirit. Immediately I said, okay, start coming, start coming. They said, I'm coming. There was a woman in that meeting. Full-blown AIDS. They brought her and put her by the door. The pastor even told me that, why are they always bringing this woman here? When we entered, people were doing like this. Me too, I did like this. I will not lie. I did. We prayed for her. Not a long prayer. I heard the word. I acted on the word. She was stooling non-stop for 6 months. 2 weeks later, everything was cleared up. So there's a word that the Spirit of God will speak through a man. You know, in Samaria, what happened? There had been a famine. They were under a siege. And the prophet said, by this time tomorrow, a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Only the prophetic word was active and the Spirit of God was pushing it. But only 4 lepers responded. Do you understand? So God can speak a word to a group of people. Only 1 or 2 will pick it. And they will receive the light. I want to say, you will receive the light in Jesus' name. So we must recognize the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this area. That when the word is spoken, the Holy Spirit is active. Many times, I wish I could tell you that every time I gave a word, I didn't struggle. But that would not be true. There are some words I've given that I say, I have begged the Holy Spirit. Let me give it to them in private. He said, now I'm on you. You see, when the Holy Ghost overshadows you, something will happen. You need to recognize when the Holy Spirit is upon you and say what He wants you to say at that time. Now, somebody will ask me, but Pastor, does that mean that I must be waiting to feel something? That's where I'm going now. Because sometimes the Holy Ghost is not on you. He's not saying anything to you. We go to say, if the Spirit does not move me, I move the Spirit. And somebody will say that is heresy, but it's saying something else. And let's look at that because it will benefit you. Daily meditation in the Word of God will cause you to walk in greater light and positional authority. Say with me, daily meditation on the Word of God will cause you to walk in greater light and in positional authority. Joshua 1:8, you know the story. This book of the passage, this book of the law shall not what? Depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success. Hallelujah. The book of the law shall not what? Depart from your mouth. When you begin to speak that word and you begin to meditate, that word meditate is to speak, is to imagine, is to mutter, is to roar. You know, you can begin to speak the word of God. He said, I found your word and I ate them and your word became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. You can take a simple scripture. It could be a healing scripture. It could be a provision scripture. And you begin to meditate on it. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from their eyes. Keep them in the midst of their heart. For they are life to those that find them and they are medicine to all their flesh. The word of God became flesh and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. There's a way you can spend time in the word of God that the light of God will envelop you. Sometimes you spend time on the word of God and you are screaming in your room by yourself and you are running up and down by yourself. And people say, what is wrong with you? Lillian Yeoman shared a testimony. She shared a testimony of a woman they brought to her who was sick. And he gave the woman healing scriptures just to read every day. And the woman started screaming all over the place and telling people, did you know the Bible says I'm healed? Did you know? Sometimes, you see, head knowledge cannot help you. But when that head knowledge becomes heart knowledge, when the thing hits home, when it hits into your knower, when it hits into the inner man, the light of God will shine from that place. You can walk in the light of God 24/7. You can walk in greater glory 24/7. The more you take that word in, the more you take that word in, that you become, the word becomes flesh. It becomes real to you. It becomes real to you. You can feel the miracle. In fact, your miracle becomes an anticlimax. I think Yogicho has a fantastic story. How he told his church he was pregnant with a bicycle. Did anybody read that? He said he was pregnant. They started laughing. How can a man be pregnant? But that means what he believes has is so real to him, like pregnancy. Some of you have been pregnant for some time. And I say you are going to deliver this year in the name of Jesus. When you become pregnant with the word of God. You see, there's a time. We men, we are very slow. Your wife say, I'm pregnant. You say, your stomach flat like pancake. How many of you have known that? Especially this, when they get it the first time, this thing, there's no difference now. Just, pew. Your husband say, let me see. Some husband, until they see ultrasound, they say, that's the baby. You can be pregnant with the word, and there's so much light on your inside that nobody can take it away from you. When that word is revealed to you, there's no darkness you cannot go through. There's a story I love to tell. There's a guy that used to work for us. He's somewhere in this Lagos. I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe I need to call him. His name is Kayode. He used to work in my office many years ago. I was teaching along this line. Let me read the scripture before I continue. Or we quote it. Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. And what is the exceeding from verse 19? Greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, far above principalities, powers, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. When Jesus was raised up, you were raised up with him. I was teaching along this line. Kyle, they used to have a very bad experience. When he wakes up in the morning, his body is... you can see mark as if somebody cut him with razor blade all over the body. He began to meditate on this kind of scriptures. Ephesians 1. Jesus is the head. You are the body. Sister, what's your name? Mutunrayo. Sit down. Mutunrayo. Stand up. Mutunrayo. Sit down. Mutunrayo. Let your head stand up. Try. Are you not a woman of faith? Mutirayo, let your head arise. Head arise. Mutirayo, head. Arise from that chair. Jesus is the head, you are the body. Isaiah 9:6, the government shall be upon his shoulder. There are some things happening in your life, they have no business. If they cannot do it to Jesus, they cannot do it to you. We can say that. But when it becomes revealed knowledge, I can tell you, all they are doing me. One of the things I don't like hearing is that they are doing me from the village. I feel like slapping the believer. You, body of Christ. I used to have one Baba who was my friend here, one general. He's retired now. Every time I came to Lagos in those days, he would say, Pastor, let them take you to the airport. He was already telling me to sit in his chair, where he sits at the back. People will be saluting me. I didn't even know what to do. After I said, okay, me too, I will raise my hand like this. I pretend. You know what? The man was not even there. It's just his car they are seeing. You are the body, the korokoro, the real body of Christ. That is his body. That is his body. You are the body, the very, very, the very. He said, the Bible says we are members in particular. We are the body of Christ, our members in particular. And they are doing you from the village. How can they do you from the village? So Kayode, he told his mother and sister, I said, I'm going inside. I will have visitors tonight. So the people came in the spirit. They began to try to tear his skin. He said, in the name of Jesus, I'm the body of Christ. The thing stopped.
It's working, oh.
It's okay. The light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. He said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to start running around this room. He started hearing steps. Po, 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 po. He didn't see people. Po, 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 po. He said, go faster. Po, 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 po. Go faster. Po, 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 po. Stop. He played with that player. He said, get out. The next morning, while old mama came and knelt down like this, he said, Kayode, Daddy Jimmy, Kayode say, a war, you know a war. You in Yoruba, like, you don't go and kneel down for a small boy. He said, yesterday, it was me and my people. Hey, mama, so you are the one, you are the one. He didn't drink oil. He didn't use water. He didn't use candle. He didn't roll on the ground for 1 hour. He didn't even fast. You don't have to fast to use your name. So I've just been on 7 days because my name is Tunde Bolanta. Abba, that is my name. But if you have a revelation of who you are, I tell you, light will shine in that darkness. There are some things you need to shake off this morning and say you are the body of Christ. I said there are some things you need to shake off this morning and say, I am the body of Christ. There are some things you need to shake off your life this morning and say, I am the body of Christ. There are some things you need to shake off your life this morning and say, I am the body of Christ. Begin to speak to every affliction and limitation by the Spirit of the Lord and say, I am the body of Christ. Oh, just do that. Say, I am the body of Christ. You must leave me. Failure is not my portion. Disgrace is not my portion. I am the body of Christ. 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 It killed your mother does not mean it will kill you. It killed your father does not mean it will kill you. You have a new DNA. I say you have a new DNA. I say you have a new DNA. You are the very, very body of Christ. What they cannot do to the head, they cannot do to you. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. You cannot fail. Mare se ita ba ureta lebo se porito lebo se pretese se. Eria ta 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 baya. You are listening to me here, or you are watching online. There has been seasonal death in your family. The Lord said to say to you, "Hey, makuna sahina, ikana salita." Heaven is waiting for somebody in that family to put an end. He said, "You are the person that will put an end to it." I said, "You are the person to put an end to it." Remember David and Goliath. Goliath said, "Choose one man that will face us. If I defeat him, all of you will be my slaves." God has raised you up in that family to be the David that will bring that dark Goliath so that your family enslavement will stop. If nobody stands up in that family, that enslavement, that disease, aparina, seketaya, some kind of leukemia, some kind of thing, some blood disease, he's been taking out people, babatsaita, brekatu, mehaya. Just a few weeks ago, one of the doctors that comes to do surgery in our hospital, if we have an intervention from next weekend, busy time, we have a crusade from Wednesday, and by Saturday an intervention is coming, sent me a message and said, the son has just, they've just done an MRI, they said there's cancer or something in the brain, something like that. I got my team together and I said, that cancer should disappear. The guy have his text on my phone. He said, praise the Lord, the MRI shows there's no cancer. We have authority that we need to begin to use. And it's not because I'm a preacher. It's because I am the body of Christ, a member in particular. You can do the same. You can take authority over the power of darkness. I say to you this morning, light will shine in the darkness. Light will shine in the darkness. Light will shine in the darkness. Sit down for a bit. So if the Holy Ghost is not moving, that's what the Holy Ghost means by, if the Spirit does not move me, I move the Spirit. Is that I have so much what inside me. I have loaded so much inside me. Your mouth is a gun. And the word of God is the bullet. So how much you can load is how much you can fire. If you don't put anything in, there's nothing coming out. You need to take the time it requires to have that transformation in your life. I've told you this story before. I must save some time for prayer. Holy Spirit will be telling you what we cannot tell you. But see, friends, as a young man, you know, sometimes God stirs your nest to release you into destiny. Can you tell somebody that? God stirs your nest to release you into destiny. Let me give you this scripture quickly. Getting ahead of myself a bit, but it's okay. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is somewhere here. You know, Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, have you found it? As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, bread them on her wings. Verse 12. You can also put it up. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God within him. Hast thou not heard Isaiah 40 from verse 28? Hast thou not heard, hast thou not known, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth, they shall run, and they shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Some of you think the problem you have is from the devil. But God is stirring up your nest to launch you into greater light. You know, Israel was comfortable. They were comfortable in Goshen. It was a good delta for them. Until another king arose that did not know Joseph. You know, the eagle, when the eaglet is born and the egg is hatched and the eagle is the nest very high, the mother keeps bringing good food home. Amen. Good rabbit meat. I mean, she uses some of her feather, some rags to lay that. That nest is very soft, but it doesn't have much light. It doesn't have much light. A nest is an enclosure. It's a bit of light, but not the light of the sun, for example. And it's a comfortable place. It's a nice place, really. And the mother is bringing up good food. I'm talking of suya and balangu. I'm talking about chicken meats and turkey, gastronomical, epicurean tidbits, the kind of meat that tastes like hallelujah and smells like glory be to God. Amen. And you are saying, this is revival, glory to God. Daddy, I'm grateful. Ah, he has done for me. Oh. You are singing all those songs. Then one day the mother eagle comes home and she has that look on her face and says, you are not born to stay in this nest. She begins to remove some of the sticks. And says, Satan, I bind you. Satan, I bind you. Satan, I bind you. The landlord increased the rent 100%. Satan, I bind you. God wants you to buy your own house. You are binding Satan over 1 million. And God is saying, daughter, we are increasing the rent. Let me tell you my own story if they will believe it. You know, we are so mission-minded. I was not even thinking of building a house, man of God. One day the landlord just came. He said, I'm selling the house with you inside. I'm telling you. I looked at my wife. I had one Danish elderly man visiting me at that time. He said, with all this mission work you are doing, building orphanages, training orphans at university, we have a lot of them that we are training. He said, you mean? He said, I'm going to announce to your church. I said, don't do it. If God can allow that disgrace, he's disgracing himself. Hallelujah. Long story short, when we finished building this, in fact, that house was built in record time. People were sending me money like water. When we finished, the man said, I'm no more selling the house. God stirred my nest to build that thing. Now it's a mission house because it's too big. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Israel was comfortable in Goshen. They were having a good time. God said, no. The promised land. The promised land. Peter was comfortable fishing in the shallow waters. Jesus said, launch into the deep. Sometimes crisis will bring you to a place where you never thought. You didn't even know you had that capacity. You didn't know you had that authority. But something will happen, and like Kyle, God pushed him to another level. I want to say to some of you, what you have been going through in 2022 is God stirring your nest for a greater light in the name of Jesus. When I was doing my youth call, where I served was a very demonic town. One guy came and, you know, because of the work we had on the campus, our campus fellowship back then, UI students used to come to my place. One guy was in my room. A head came out of the wall and spoke deep Yoruba to him. But what are you doing here in Yoruba? Omokunrin yi kilo nse ni bi bayi. The guy ran to him and said, Brosti, I'm leaving. Oh, Brosti, I'm leaving. You are the one that God called. One day in that village, I'll never forget it, the longest day I lived. Faith is not faith until it is tested. Don't follow these people that do testy. They do money without testy. It's called testy money. That means you pass a test before you had the money to share. Let me help you. My time. One day, I will come to that one. One day, I was surrounded by witch doctors, masqueraders. I said some of them are naked. That is why they say women should not see them. They surrounded where I lived. I didn't put up my light because there's a ceremony in that town. You must put up your light. They are dragging live goats. It's bleeding. I didn't know anything. They started cursing me. We command you. Real offer. You know, there are some incantations. Even without the power behind them, the way the consonants and vowels will be clashing with themselves, the guttural sounds, the hair on the back of your neck will just stand up. I will not lie. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. I was like, I'm a northern boy. But when I say, he? The devil started telling me, you are finished. Kagamayao, that means you are done. Kagamayao. Karambani akuya. You won't understand that. Say goat will go steal akara. They now stick in the tape bitam. Who sent you to do crusade? There's nothing I didn't hear. God was stirring my nest. I tell you, you are going to have your own testimony. I will not trade that place with New York. Because I built certain muscles that are working for me for the rest of my life. Some of you are always looking for the easy places. Pastor, I said you are going to do evangelism. I have three stories in my head. Let me tell them one by one quickly. When they began to, I tell you, I was afraid. My knees were doing like this. I thought if the person has faith, there will be no fear. But faith and fear can operate at the same time. You can have faith in your heart with fear in your head. My head was saying to me, you are finished. Your head is too big for you. My knees were saying, I said, quoting that Isaiah 54:7, no weapon. I wish I said it like this, but it wasn't like that. I would be telling a lie. I was saying, no, for me. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I just kept saying it. Out of weakness, they became strong. I kept saying it because I believed in my flesh was saying you are dead. It got stronger. It got stronger. It got. I don't care how you look now. Keep that word in your mouth. That word is the life of God. Things are going to change in the name of Jesus. Brethren, suddenly I started hearing the sound of thunder. It was not raining, no. As I seen lightning, that's like the book of Exodus. I saw it like this. Nobody can take it from me. I saw it like this as I was speaking. I said, I know it was just localized. There were about 70 persons that gathered around this small boy. The Uber came to me the next day. They said, young man, what is the secret? We have a church there today. Hallelujah. You want greater light? You go to some greater tests. And you will pass that test. Because you are the body of Christ.
Because you are the body of Christ. Because you are the body of Christ. Because you are the body of Christ. Because you are the body of Christ.
But it takes meditation in that word. It takes you taking time. Take your time. Take your time. Many of us are too busy with many other things. You know, when Jesus went on the Mount of Transfiguration, they had to climb up. You have to pay the price of transformation. I say you have to pay the price of transformation. Romans 12:2. Be transformed or transfigured by the renewing of your mind. It's the same word. Transformed or transfigured or metamorphose. You know that butterfly? Egg, the larva, the chrysalis or the pupa. What comes at the end is not what you started with. What will come at the end for you is not what you started with. The light and glory that will come at the end for you is not what you started with. I'm trying to touch many things at the same time. You have to pay the price of personal transformation. Tell your neighbor that you have to pay the price of personal transformation. I was telling you of a village we went about 2 weeks ago. Those guys were waking up. They were walking from 4 to 7 in forests where there are terrorists and bandits. I know you think you are better than them, but you are not. They have the same Jesus that you have. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Some of you talk faith. You don't even know the meaning of faith. Oh. One of our missionaries went to a place. They say, you want to be church? You're welcome. He raised there's a man inside our room. He's the elder of the village. His legs were dry like sticks. He has not been able to walk. I said, God will stir your water to bring you to greater light. Pastor Gambo said to me, he said, sir. He said, fear caught him. So when he saw, you know, there are certain things he will tell you to pray for. Even you yourself will say, That's why I'm always thinking I have no power of my own. Because I really don't. He said, he looked at the man and said, he asked them, do you people have oil? He said, just to waste time. Sometimes when a pastor doesn't know what to do, you start doing some small spark abracadabra. He said, do you people have oil? They say, say manja. They didn't have, they said the men kuli, they only have granite oil. So he took the granite oil and said, Father, don't disgrace me. As if it's about him. He says, I'm rubbing the oil on the man's feet. Ah, oh, Lord. Father. He says, suddenly, he started hearing popping. Pre. The man's legs started popping. He said, then the boldness of God came. In the name of Jesus, rise up. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! These are villages that even if they dash you transport money, you will not like to go. But there's a very strong church there. What am I saying? If you want to walk in greater light, God will stir your nest. He will stir your nest. You see, all the things I've been sharing with you, you will notice that it's about the word of God. And it's about the spirit of God. One of the mistakes you should not make in this end time, there can be prophetic things God will tell you to do from time to time. Amen? For example, Jesus told a man, go to the intersection. And you see a man with a pitcher of water in his hand. And that's a prophetic thing. You can, if Jesus did not tell you, I say, okay, Jesus said the man should go to intercession. Somebody will be there. And you yourself, you walk there. There will be no man there. Because he didn't tell you. So there are specific prophetic things God can tell you to do. But they must never replace the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory. The word of God, I have one more thought and I'll start praying, is the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell somebody that. The word of God is the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Now let me quickly say this to you. I had the privilege of Pai Elton being the man that God used to release me into ministry in 1986. And Pai Elton said so many things to me then that I thought, this Baba don't old. You know, sometimes when these old men are speaking, I'm like, to be honest with you, I even thought maybe he was missing it. God does not bless exaggeration. I thought maybe he was missing. In my own mind, little mind though. But you know everything the man told me, it has happened. In fact, the things we are doing now, he prophesied. When I walked into his house, one missionary, Sister Elizabeth of blessed memory, one Danish woman, because I was having so many problems when I decided to answer the call, she said, you have to go and see Baba in Elisha. First time I didn't meet him. Second time I met his daughter, Mama Ruth now. She's an octogenarian. And, you know, and Baba said, prophesy. And he warned me about some things. And I want to tie this into the end of my message. One of the things he warned me about, he said, do not merchandise the gospel. Say, look at all the things God did last night. You say, before I pray for you, come and drop an offering. Then I'll pray for your healing. You better run. Anybody who takes offering before healing, you better run. Naaman, the prophet rejected the offering. There's a time to reject an offering. I've been in some countries where when you want to pray for people, they are trying to struggle money into your hand. I went to one country. God moved powerfully the night before. When we got to the big church in the morning, I saw my picture. 50 euro for miracle contact. I'm telling you the truth. So I called the doctor, somebody. I said, doctor, I'm packing my bag and I'm going to Niger. You want me to be fired by God? People don't care about that anymore now. In fact, many people believe that whoever has the biggest car, the biggest building, the biggest tie, have you? The biggest toy is the biggest man of God. Foul. Lie. Jesus said clearly, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Pilate warned me. He said it's not about fame. I'm squeezing everything to my time. In Mark 11, the donkey Jesus rode to Jerusalem. What happened with that donkey? If you want God to use you, you must decrease and he must increase. I thought Pius missed it because he was so, the Baba was so specific with me. I said, Baba, it's too hard now. And he laid hands on me, he prayed for me. I didn't want to start a ministry. Nowadays, once you finish university, if there is no job, after some months, you pick up a briefcase, you start walking everywhere, you take a title you like, apostle, prophet, evangelist, sounds like ape, I didn't say so, just sounds like, and you start walking around from house to house. This soap, we got it from the Mount of Olives. This, if you go to some people's house, the number of oil on their table, the oil of slaying, the oil of marriage, the oil of breakthrough, the oil of witchcraft, the oil of kilo de. That's not a prophetic act. That's just a businessman who is selling products. And that's why it has not worked for you. The amount of oil some of you have drank, if it is oil that is making the thing to happen, by now you have left everybody behind. Is somebody still hearing me? I'm leaving some of these things. You know, I've been very nice to you. We've been shouting. Now I'm trying to round up. We don't need to shout to round up. So let's try to make it easy. So Jesus said, let me look for a good spot. All of you look too thick for me. Who can I use here? We no go vex. Come on, two of you now na volunteer. Whatever I do to you. Hallelujah. No, I don't want a lady. Not that the lady is bad, but the illustration is better with two guys. Are you standing, sir? Are you standing? Here are two guys. Can you see them? Or do they need to climb up? Who is going to be the donkey? Well, kneel down. Face there. Just wait. All of you that want God to use you, this is how you have to be according to Jesus. You have to be a donkey. Your hands on the ground, your knees on the ground. The ministry is not a place for celebrity. If you want to be a Christian celebrity, go to Nollywood or Bollywood or Hollywood. The ministry is a place for servants. And that's why we have problem in the church. A lot of people come in, they see Pastor Shola and say, that young man, we are undergraduates together. Says who? God called him. He didn't call you. Because he could trust him. I didn't say the other one, no. I didn't say the other one. You know what I saw in the spirit? God is removing some things from some people's face. If you want to be popular, you want to have money, this is not the place to come. It's for servants. People that want to walk in the glory of God, you have to be a servant. That's my last thought. To walk in the glory, you have to be a donkey for Jesus. Tell your friend, to walk in the glory, you must be a donkey for Jesus. My brother, I know you are not Jesus, but let's pretend you are. I want you to put your leg across him. Don't sit. Just put your leg. I don't know how good his back is, so we don't need to pray for. I was illustrating this in Romania, and one big man went and sat on one student's back. We have to say in the name of Jesus. So we're not going to do that. Tell your donkey to move. We're going slowly. Tell him to move. Tell him to stop. Tell him to move. Who can we see in this illustration? Who is visible? Whenever you finish your ministry, people should be talking more about Jesus than how big you are. Because you are nothing on your own. Paul said, I do not want to know anything among you but Christ and him crucified. Tell your donkey to move faster. Now, notice that, hold it. People were throwing their clothes and leaves in front. Were they throwing it for the donkey or for the Jesus? So, when God uses us, is not about us. Every time I finish ministry, I go and bow down and say, Oga, thank you that you used this donkey to go to the house of David last night. Oh, I didn't do any miracle. Oh, I just came to thank you for what you did, Father. You say, my son, well done. Take more oil. Yeah. Tell your donkey to move. Tell your donkey to move faster. Move faster. Move faster. Tell your donkey to turn. Turn. Turn left. Turn left. Go back to where you are coming from. Now, do you realize something? There is a telepathic understanding between the donkey and the rider. People who ride horses, the horse can smell them. Many of the prayer people, you see, when there's intimacy and you maintain this kind of pose, you don't need, I don't know how to put it. If my mother looks at you when you are visiting people and you want to eat that chicken, you don't need prophecy. You will know that if you eat that chicken, thou art going to be spanked when we get home. So there's a way that when there's this kind of relationship, I can know what God is saying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your wife can look at you when you are visiting some people and your mouth is driving rough. She will just look at you and you know, you can write 3 paragraphs with that look. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you begin to be a donkey for, you will get to go to places. You will go to London. You will go to America. You will go to USA. You will go to Australia. You will go all over the world. You will become GM. You will go everywhere you want to go, but you must remain a donkey. The day you refuse to be a donkey, they graduate you either to heaven or they leave you to be running abandoned. I've gone to people who say, you're a great man of God. I say, thank you. I'm the donkey for Jesus. And God seems to do more. The more I talk like that, the more he's doing. By the way, when I was up there, I saw somebody's back from the spine up. I don't know what is wrong. It's just the center. I don't know if you're here physically or you're online. Just the center of the back all the way down there. I rebuke that infirmity in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that infirmity in the name of Jesus. Please stand. Thank you very much. Everybody stand. I'm sure my time is... Stand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand and begin to bless the Lord tonight. Just lift your hand. This morning, rather. or this afternoon. Bless his name. See God some time. Glory to God. I'm going to pray for healing quickly. I may not be able to get you to come out because of time. Say with me, I'm the body of Christ. I am member in particular. By the blood of Jesus, I stand. I stand in the light. I stand in the greater light. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you because I'm the body of Christ. I walk in greater positional authority. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, I am walking in greater glory, greater intimacy. The presence of God is stronger upon me. A new anointing is falling upon me. A new grace is falling upon me. Because of me, there's a turnaround in my family. There's a turnaround in my future. Wave your hand and thank him for it. God is healing another ear in the room this morning. I rebuke that pain or that blockade in your ear. I say be open in the name of Jesus. There's just a heaviness in the front of your head here. Something with your eyes or something. Just here. In the name of Jesus, I command that pain on the brow and the eyes to go in Jesus' name. Let your neck be released this minute in the name of Jesus. Pain under the armpit in the name of Jesus be healed. Pain in the lower back be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, go in Jesus' name. Ulcer, go in Jesus' name. Let your eyes and the right eye receive a touch of heaven now in the name of Jesus. You've been dealing with a spirit of fear of death. I rebuke the spirit of the fear of death over your life in the name of Jesus. You lost, I think it's a mother. You lost a mother in your life and it's been pretty hard for you. I speak the word of God over you. I bring the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I don't know who you are. You lost a mother in the name of Jesus. You lost a mother. Can you just wave? You lost a mother. I speak the comfort of the Holy Spirit to you right now in the name of Jesus. You are the one that lost the mother. Come out quickly. Come and stand to my left. Remember what I said. You lost a mother. Stand to my left. Quickly. Father, I speak for healing. Every chest condition, every heaviness in breathing, in the name of Jesus, every heaviness in breathing, in the name of Jesus, every heaviness in breathing, in the name of Jesus, be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Your ear is being opened right now. I don't know what's wrong with your ear. If I've given a word that has to do with you this morning, just wave your hand. Wave your hand wherever you are. Wave it quickly. You got to do something to accept it. We don't have all the time. Just wave it. That knee has been touched by God. Wave that hand quickly. Do something in faith this morning. Do something in faith. I see somebody doing their shoulder like this. I don't know what's wrong with your shoulder, but move it quickly. Let's allow God to do his work. Hey, rabababababababa, satari, varikata samahita, esuzu varalana sata, brotolorobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob
Sweet Spirit of God, we need you so much. I need you so much. If I give a particular word of knowledge about you for healing, just step into the aisle. You don't need to come forward, but step into the aisle quickly. I give a word of healing for you. Just step into the aisle. That's your step of faith. That means leave where you are and step into the aisle quickly, quickly, quickly. Do it. Quickly, just do it. Quickly, step into the aisle. I give a word now. Just step into the aisle. Quickly, please. We don't use the Spirit. He uses us, so we have to do what He says. Quickly. If the anointing lives, I can't do anything. So step in the aisle quickly. Step in the aisle quickly. Step in the aisle quickly. All right. Just lift your hand and thank Him where you are. Lift your hand and thank Him. And even if I didn't give for you, I speak healing to your body from top to toe. In the name of Jesus, from top to toe. In the name of Jesus, from top to toe. You have 1 minute to do something you couldn't do before. You have 1 minute to exercise your faith. You have 1 minute to move that shoulder, block the good ear, and praise God with the bad one. You have 1 minute to do that. You have 1 minute to do that. Do something in faith. You have 1 minute to do that. In the name of Jesus. Come on, do it, do it, do it, do it quickly, do it quickly. The Spirit is here now. You've got to use that anointing while you have it. Quickly, use it while you have it.
Use it while you have it. And every other person too, do something in faith. Do something in faith. That jaw is healed by the power of God. That shoulder is healed by the power of God. Thank you, Daddy. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Lift your hand now and wave it to Jesus. Just give him thanks. Say, Daddy, thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for the scourging of Jesus that gave me healing in my body. Healing in my body. Healing in my body. Healing in my body. Now put your hands down. Alright. So you discover that your pain is gone. There's a change in your body. Can you just wave your hand to Jesus quickly? Wave your hand to Jesus. Can you see that? Just wave your hand. Now keep coming here. I won't be able to take your word, but come in faith. Just come. Wave your hand as you are coming. You know he touched you already. You can feel a change. Just keep coming here. Keep coming here. You can feel a change. Keep coming here and stand. Just wave that hand and give him glory. Wave that hand and give him glory. Wave that hand. Wave that hand and give him glory. Jesus loves to heal. People need to settle down. He enjoys healing people. Otherwise, why was his body broken? And I want to prophesy to this church and to you, my brother and my sister, that we are entering a season where healing will become commonplace on the streets through your hands. They will become commonplace on the streets through your hands. They will become commonplace on the streets through your hands. Lift your hand and say, Father, I receive that grace. I receive that grace. And you know, those of you who have been healed this morning, you can also begin to touch people with your hands. Because when God does something in you, He begins to do it through you. He begins to do it through you. He begins to do it through you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Wave that hand one more time. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Wow. I'm tempted, but I'm resisting it. What God did for you is so special. You didn't even let me finish. You say, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, tell us quickly. What did he do? Quickly, 1 second.
Praise the Lord. Okay, so since last night, yesterday, I've been feeling this severe pain in my throat.
Yes.
I went to the pharmacy last night and I told them to give me Centrin. So the man gave me something else and I told him.
And what happened now?
So overnight, I couldn't sleep well because
yes.
It was so severe, like
yes.
Sore throat.
Yes.
When I got to church this morning, I was still feeling every pain.
Yes.
And then later, it resulted to blocked nose.
It was blocking everything.
I couldn't breathe well. So immediately you prayed.
Yes.
The sore throat left.
Yes.
And when you said you should come to the aisle, I was wearing my shoes to come out. Immediately I came out, the nose opened.
See, that's it. Faith in action. God did something mighty in your life quickly. Mighty in your life. All is mighty. See that woman that waved at the back there. Give her quickly. What happened?
I am the one with the spinal pain. The
yeah,
pain.
I saw it all the way down. How did that happen? What was wrong?
I don't know.
How long have you had this?
For like 2 years now.
Wow.
Yes. I was even telling my sister that I would go for MRI after the program. I'm not feeling any pain anymore.
Woo! Jesus! Daddy, I give you glory. You know, your picture kept interrupting the message. And we preach more, the thing will come. And we preach, and I'm a UPS boy. I have to deliver your message. Who else? Something, that sister is, those people waving very hard. I better give them the mic. Oh yeah, quickly. Pastor Shola, I borrow 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've been having a strong headache for over a year now.
Yes.
And I've taken drugs, I've bought everything, it's not working. So when I saw this program online, I told God that I'm not going to take drug again.
Are you a member of this church?
No, I'm not a member. But I used to come for conference and any.
Program. So what happened? What happened?
So for about a year, and I've been having that strong headache, and I told God that if I come to this place, I'll receive my healing. So the moment you prayed, I just felt that something left my head.
Can you give Jesus praise?
Number two, I'm having a sharp pain in my neck.
Yeah.
Yes. I could not turn this place like I could not look somewhere.
But you are turning it.
I'm turning it now.
Can somebody give Jesus glory? The Lord did something mighty for you. Quick. What happened?
But my eye always tears up. When I was a child, my my mom was advised to, you know, do surgery on my eye, always tearing up, even up till now. But as soon as you gave my word, problem with the right eye, I received it with faith. And so when air enters my eye, this right eye is always tearing up, and I'm blowing air into it now.
And it's dry. Can you give Jesus glory? What happened there?
I've had asthma for a long time, so I constantly have frequent chest pain. Yesterday you prayed for chest pain. I claimed it, it left, but it came back again. I also have ulcer and also a back pain.
Yes.
So today you asked us to move our back, what we could not do before, but now I can't.
Can you give Jesus praise? Can you give Jesus praise? Wow, wow. See that woman, she has been waving at me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My leg has been an issue for more than 40 years. And even in my fellowship, in my church and my fellowship where I serve, people go after themselves to help me. I usually can't stand on my own for long. And I've been trying to come for this conference for 3 years. This year, I told God, I don't know how you are going to do it, but you must do it. This morning, in order to be here, I exchanged 1,000 to get 500 naira. And I told God I must come here because today is my time. I've never been able to lift my leg because for more than 5 years I had acute arthritis and my knee could not bend. But now, I can lift this leg.
Glory! Glory! Lift that leg and make the devil mad. Lift it. Lift that leg and make the devil mad. Lift that leg and make the devil mad. Somebody shout Jesus! Somebody shout Jesus! Somebody shout Jesus! Libra sisi brototototorite. Marite teke tu samaita ya. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. Magarata, magarata, makotoseya. Let the fire, let the fire. Netesa, netesa, netesa. Jehovah labarata seya. Let the fire, let the fire. Garatas, mangalutos, kirito, kirito, ezaruto, imbraza zateleya, erutes maita, ekrimoteya, ibratasa, 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 ibratasa. Jesus! 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 My sister, what's your name?
Amy Olagbegi.
The Lord Simarito Ikrivananisi Frate Mahadia. The Lord says I will compensate you. I see a door being opened. I see a door of opportunity being opened. Where you have stayed at one level for a long time, the Lord will give you acceleration. And your testimony will bring many to the foot of the cross. I have healed you to give you an assignment. Said I should touch you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Walk and enjoy your miracle. Well, we're struggling with time this morning. That sister in yellow, she keeps waving. Let's do that one and we'll let you go. Yes, praise what happened?
Lord. I can literally hear my knees cracking when I'm walking.
When you are walking, your knees are cracking.
Yes, sir. So today when you just mentioned about the knees, so I just laid my hands on my knees and then up till now, I still feel this mental sensation on this part of my body.
Mental?
Yes, sir.
Somebody rub you mentalator inside church? That must be Holy Ghost mentalator from heaven. That must be Holy Ghost mentalator from heaven. How long have you had this issue?
Since last year.
Since last year. I want you to walk. 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 Walk, 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 walk. Walk, 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 walk. Walk. Now come and run, run towards me. Run, run, run. Somebody shout!
My sister, who healed you? Can we call that name three times?
Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
Your ear was touched this morning. If your ear was touched this morning, give him glory. Your ear was touched. Let me hear from you quickly and I stop on that one. What was wrong with your ear and for how long?
I can't remember, but I had like a blockage in my ear.
For, okay, which of them? The right one?
Right.
Okay.
It's not blocked entirely, but it's like blocked.
You don't hear too well there.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Block the one that was good. Put your hand where?
Jesus.
Shout hallelujah. Pastor, should we do part two for 20 minutes? All right. Pastor Shola will not deny you people the blessing now. All right. You lost someone, a mother specifically. Let me see your hand out. Father, will speak sheep rather, Baba, Baba. Why will you say something like, I want to go with her? What is wrong with you? Who said that one? Is you, huh? You want to go with her? Holy Spirit can read your mail, huh? I bet I don't pray that kind of prayer again. The Lord said, I should tell you, your days are very long. You cannot go with her. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, because you are with us in our pains. You are with us when nobody understands us. I rebuke the spirit of grief right now. And I speak peace to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You can take your seats. Just lift your hand and bless the Lord. I won't take 20, but I'll take a few more minutes. Just wave your hand and give him praise. You are leading a ministry. You are not from this church, but you are leading a ministry. Can I see your hand? I'm leading a ministry. I'm not from this church. You are so many. I know if you do that one. Just wave your hand to God. Let me pray for you generally. Ibrasa Sataya. Come forward. Just come. Come. Just stand. I'll pray for you. That was a direction of the Lord. You are leading a ministry. If you're husband and wife, you should be standing together. If you're alone, that's also fine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shiprada baba baba baba. Brothers and sisters, we need you. We need one another. I will pray and I will give out prophetic words generally. You take what is your own. Amen. Just take what is your own. Take 1 minute and tell God what you need an answer for. Take 1 minute and tell God what you need an answer for. Take 1 minute and tell God what you need an answer for. My Father, my Father. Sharatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat
by the anointing. I was in one little church in our city. The pastor was thanking me for coming and apologizing that they didn't have windows in their church. They didn't even have a floor. As I stood in that man's altar, a mantle, an old mantle from heaven, was like a coat, came and dropped on me. One of the prayers I want to pray for you is that the mantle for your assignment, that heaven will use this conference. You see, one thing is you can walk, labor and grace is not the same. And I can tell you, from that day, something changed in my ministry. And when the mantle is there, the oil is there, things will begin to change. I see a minister before me. There's a, it looks like an iron box with handle. It represents a financial situation in your ministry. Even when you try to lift that thing, you are putting hand in your back. It's too heavy for you. By the Spirit of the Lord right now, every minister that stands here with a heavy financial burden, we lose the oil of heaven upon you now in the name of Jesus. As you live here, let grace speak for you. As you live here, let destiny help us find you in the name of Jesus. For somebody, it has to do with where you are using for fellowship. It's under threat. It's okay, I can see you. You will have the money to pay. You will have the money to pay. Another person, God will give you a better place. He's moving you into a better place. The place is too tight. He's moving you into a better place. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for mantles to begin to fall. What they need for the assignment, let heaven release now. Let the oil of God begin to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let the oil of God begin to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let the oil of God begin to come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let the oil fall. Let the oil fall. It's not man that heals the sick. It's the Holy Spirit that heals the sick through human instrumentality. Father, as I touch your people right now, let your fire come. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. Let your fire come. Change their garment of ministry. Change their garment of ministry. We need you, Lord. We need you, Holy Spirit. Do what only you can do. My generation will praise your name. We have read it in the Bible. We've seen you raise the dead. We've seen many things you've done. Father, we are crying out for a new outpouring of your Spirit, upon your servant and upon the church. Somebody pray and say, Father, fall upon me in a fresh way. You can pray that in the congregation also. The Spirit of God has no limitation. He will use whosoever. Take 1 minute to pray that for yourself. Father, let your Spirit fall upon me in a fresh way. Your marriage is being challenged right now, but God said, I'm coming into that marriage and I'm going to grant you peace. I'm coming into that marriage and I'm going to grant you peace. Blackmail has been going on. People have been saying things about you that are not true. But thus said the Spirit of the Lord, I will close the mouth of the wicked in this hour. I will close the mouth of the wicked in this hour. Fresh fire. Fresh fire, 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 Lord, fresh fire, Lord, fresh fire, Lord. Yeah, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Another level of unction, another level of unction, another level of in the name of Jesus. I feel the fire. Let it come upon you here in the name of Jesus. Let that fire come upon you here in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon you here in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon you here in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon you there. Just kneel down quickly. Kneel down.
in the name of Jesus, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. Let it come upon you. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. In the name of Jesus, I feel the fire. I feel the fire. Hey, hey. Let it come upon you. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. Lift your hand. Just lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I feel the fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, let your fire fall. Everybody under the sound of my voice, let the fire fall. Father, I pray. Every work of hell be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. Catch him, man. Catch him, catch him. I feel the fire. It's well with you, daughter. It's well with you. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. In the name. 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 You will not be the same again. That thing is gone out of you forever. It's gone out of you forever. It's gone out of you forever. It's satata. Let's put it on the ground. In the name. 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 In the name, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name, you will testify. I say you will testify. I say you will testify. In the name, in the name. I feel the fire. In the name of Jesus. Libra sasa tata. Jehovah Ra, let your fire fall. Some of you are feeling it already in your body. Lift that hand and say, Lord, touch me. Let your fire fall. No more crying. No more crying. No more crying. I bind that work of hell. In the name. In the name. In the name. Hold her hand. Let it touch you. In Jesus' name. Fire fall. Fire fall. In the name, in the name, shit. In the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus, shit, 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 shit. Jehovah, baratatatatata. In the name of Jesus, the goose, bakarita, ida barada. In the name of Jesus, let the fire fall. In Jesus' name, your name is busy. I speak the word of God over your life. Your name is busy. I don't know if you are here, but I speak the word of God over your life. If your name is busy, I speak the word of God. Who is that person? I speak the word of God over busy's life. Who is busy in this place? Wave your hand if you are here. If you're online, let us know. I speak the word of God over you. In the name of Jesus, the yoke is broken. Who is that busy girl? Come to me. In the name of Jesus, busy, the yoke is broken. The lifting has started. I said the yoke is broken. The lifting has started. By your God, you will leap over a wall and you walk through a troop. I have held you for too long. I've come here today by the Spirit of the Lord to say, busy, you are going free today. The chains are broken and the doors are open. And your destiny is released in the name of Jesus. BC, you walk free. I want you to jump and rejoice. Jump and rejoice. Because something has happened in the spirit. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. Something has broken in the spirit. Ibakateya. Itasita. Jedushe, dedushe, dedushe. Itetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet
benefited.
Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hand. I'm rounding up. Glory to God. Lift your hand and praise Him. Be see that battle is over in your family. It's over in your generation. It's over in your generation. In the name.
In the name of Jesus. Jabana Christo. Christo Vakadisha. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hand and give him praise in the house. Wave your hand and give him praise in the house. Daddy, we thank you for what you're doing. There are families here where it has just been limitation galore. As you leave this conference, you will discover new doors will open. New doors will open. We are going to use our positional authority for one more minute. Abraham prayed and Sodom and Gomorrah were not destroyed. About 11 years ago, God showed me the present drama in Nigeria's political space. I saw some of the actors that are there now, and I will not give you details. We are going to pray one prayer as the Church of Jesus Christ, that every and any person that wants to rise to make sure the gospel of our Lord Jesus does not go forward, that the Lord, because what Jesus told me in that vision, he said to me, if the church does not pray, the gains of the missionaries will be lost. I saw everything. I saw Boko Haram. I saw terrorism. I saw Arab Spring. You think God doesn't talk to people? 11 years ago. So you are going to pray. Jesus is the head. You are the body. What you don't want will not happen. What don't we want? Anybody that will divide Nigeria. Anybody that will make sure the gospel does not go forward. Whatever party they are, they will not see the light of day. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And after this, I turn the mic. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Anybody who wants to stop the propagation of this gospel in this country, they will not see the light of day. Anybody who wants to divide Nigeria will not see the light of day. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Open your mouth, begin to pray. You are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. What we don't want, he doesn't want. The unity of this country. You have one more minute. Pray. Anybody against the propagation of the gospel, they will not see the light of day. Anybody against the peace of this unity of Nigeria, they will not see the light of day. It doesn't matter how powerful. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Father, about 11 years ago, you showed me this drama going on. And Lord, we stand together as the ecclesia, the called one out ones, the one whom you've called to use authority. We stand in the place of Jesus Christ before the mercy seat. Magatusi putasaha. And by the apostolic and prophetic unction upon my life, I decree and I declare with our people, what you showed me is that the gains of the missionary will not be lost in that vision. Lord, you showed me those who tried it and how you took them out. And so in the name of Jesus, any political party or person that wants to stop the gains of the missionary, the propagation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as that rock you showed me from heaven began to crush men, let that rock crush them in the name of Jesus. The rock you showed me from heaven that entered Nigeria, it's time for that rock to come down and crush them in the name of Jesus. You also showed me that this is a kingdom nation. And you have an agenda to use us to propagate the gospel as one nation. Anybody and anyone, politician and otherwise, who has an agenda to divide Nigeria, Father, in the name of Jesus, that stone that began to take them out, let that stone take such persons out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because we stand in agreement on this exalted altar. And the Lord says to you, church, says, fear not, little ones. It's your Father's desire to give you the kingdom. So that I'm giving you the keys of this nation. You have used your authority. He said, many will fall by the wayside.
the system will throw many out. And I will turn things around. They will roll themselves and roll themselves, and their tongue will become like the Tower of Babel, and they will keep rolling themselves. 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 And I see a pathway in the water for this nation. Say, I make for you a pathway through the sea. I will make a pathway for this nation. Lord, another time you showed me the map of Nigeria seated and the Lion of Judah. Jesus, you appeared to me. And then you turned into a lion and you ran from the southwest all through this country. Lord, we say, arise now and let the spirit of judgment flow in this land. In the name of Jesus. You say, anyone that the rock falls upon shall be crushed. So anyone who has not fallen in repentance, let them be crushed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You may not understand what's happening this morning. I went to a crusade in a town in Nigeria. And before I came up to preach, some herbalists and babalawos climbed my altar. They were sent by a very big political heavyweight. I'll not mention the state or the name. And I came up and God said, decree the spirit of judgment. The man died before the next morning. God will do something in this country. You will know you are serving the living God. God bless you.
I don't know which other way could have ended. This is Lord, we thank you. Just raise your hands and give him praise.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.